Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The organizers of the Boston Women's March on Boston Common are vowing to return. Organizers and police estimate 175,000 people rallied peacefully yesterday, the day after Donald Trump's inauguration. WBUR's Deborah Becker was there and has this report.
The mood was festive and the energy palpable among the tens of thousands of people who crammed into and around Boston Common yesterday for the Boston Women's March for America. The demonstrators, many wearing the march's signature pink hats, carried signs saying things like, "Love Trump's hate," "Science is not a liberal conspiracy," and "Resistance is built on hope," with a picture of Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia in Star Wars. Many said they're concerned about several issues under President Trump, such as women's rights, climate change, and health care. They also pointed to things he did and said during his campaign, such as when he mocked a disabled reporter. Glenn Gabbard of Newton came with his daughter Megan, who's in a wheelchair.
The tone is so getting upset, rancorous and divisive, especially when people with disabilities have such challenges to begin with, and then to create an environment where they're being made fun of, and it's really awful.
Senator Elizabeth Warren was among the political leaders who addressed the crowd, vowing to stand up against potential White House changes to health care or immigration.
We will not build a stupid wall! And we will not tear millions of families apart! Not on our watch!
And State Attorney General Maura Healey said the size of yesterday's crowd shows that, quote, there are more of us than there are of them. And she promised to do more than protest if rights are threatened.
And we're going to make our case day after day for shared values. I have a message. I have a message for President Trump. The message for the people of Massachusetts. We'll see you in court.
Although he didn't address the crowd, Senate President Stan Rosenberg believes the march sends a message to state lawmakers as well.
We need to know that the people are really behind the work that we're doing, and clearly they are. And they're, by their presence, telling us, keep it up, we're going to be behind you.
Even though the demonstrators ranged from those in strollers to those using walkers, from Massachusetts indigenous groups to Beacon Hill Brahmins, some question the diversity. Nana Odom is from Boston.
I'm surprised that there aren't as many black and brown people as I would like to have seen. And I wonder where we all are.
But Odom says the march inspired her, and diversity might be one of the issues that she'll start working on. And that's what the Boston March organizers hope for, greater political action and engagement. They say they'll be planning more similar events, large and small, in Boston in the near future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.